tuned in to. You are tuned in to. You are tuned in to the full count. Let's go!
Drives it left field, absolutely crushed. You don't see that every night.
Welcome to the Full Count Fantasy Baseball Podcast, powered by The Weekly Streamer, with hosts Ryan Antkowiak and Hunter the Country Biscuit Ricks.
I hate all Dodgers. Super Biscuit. Big old Biscuit. Slathered, covered, smothered Biscuit.
Welcome to the Full Count Fantasy Baseball Podcast. I'm your host, Ryan Antkowiak. We've got a great show on tap for you this week with a new Biscuit or Bust. We got the Trader's Toolkit, the Waiver Wire Report, Deep Thoughts with the Country Biscuit, Swinging Mistakes, and of course, we will begin with some news and some notes. But before we get into any of that, though, please help me welcome my co-host, Hunter, the Country Biscuit Rakes. My man, how you doing, friend?
Brother, I am doing great. Another day that we get to watch baseball, and that's always good. We went ahead and booked our trip to go to the dangerous city in America, which is Dayton, Ohio, to watch the Dayton Dragons play in a couple weeks. So excited about that. Going to get to see the Reds minor league system. Should get to see Ellie De La Cruz, Hendricks, a couple other guys. But I may die. So there's that.
You're not going to die.
I don't know. There's a 20% chance that while you're in Dayton, you could be you could be the victim of a crime.
Get out of here. That you're overselling it.
I'm not. Look it up. 20% chance if you live in Dayton that you will be the victim of a crime.
Wow. Well, yeah, I wish you all...
The dangerous city per capita in America.
I wish you and your family safety and some pleasure and some fun and all that good stuff. So when is that? That's coming up for the 4th or after that?
It's the weekend after the 4th. We were trying to go up there for the 4th, but they're not there yet. They're taking Monday. They are going to be there for the 4th, but it's not until 7:05, and that's a 2-hour drive, and it's just a little late during the week.
Much.
So,
yep, I feel you. Cool. Well, good, man. That sounds like a lot of fun. Before we get into the show, let me get a little bit of housekeeping out of the way. Please subscribe to the Weekly Streamer Podcast Network wherever you get your podcasts. Subscribe, rate, review, share. Every bit helps. If you're not already, please follow us at Weekly Streamer Network on YouTube, Twitter, and Instagram. Not only will you get MLB updates, but you will also get minor league updates thanks to our boy, the Hawk, Richard Hake, over there at the Prospect Pod. You can also support our work by becoming a subscriber to our Weekly Streamer Patreon page. If you're not familiar with Patreon, it's a platform that allows artists and content creators the ability to share their work. And for a monthly fee of just $5 a month, you'll have access to our full minor league system write-ups, our just updated top 650 prospect rankings. This isn't a top 100 list, y'all. This is 650 deep. Plus, we've got updated 500 dynasty rankings, first-year player draft rankings, as well as articles, write-ups, etc. Check us out. If you like the work we're doing, come on board to Patreon and support our work. All right, Bisky, you ready to share some news and notes?
Yes, but I would like to say one thing. So today, as we're recording, is your son's birthday. So I think in Bisky fashion, I should get to sing your son happy birthday before we get started.
All right, sing happy birthday to Ames.
Is this my boy? Which one is this? Is this my boy, Easy
this
Money?
This is Ames. No, not Ezra. This is Ames. He's my little guy. He's turning 8, though, not Ames. So little.
All right, here we go. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear Ames. Happy birthday to you.
Woo! I like that. You got a little twang.
There you go. Happy birthday, Ames, from the Biscuit. All right.
That's awesome.
Sorry. All right. News and notes. So it looks like Reed Detmers. Got options this weekend. After his no-hitter, he is back in AAA, probably where he needs to be. Josh James is on the 60-day injured list. At one point, really thought he could be in the back of the bullpen, not so much anymore. The Yankees are interested in Luis Castillo. As a Reds fan, take their entire farm. Willie Calhoun was acquired by the Giants. I like that for him. Aaron Judge ordered like arbitration. Too. Andrew Heaney on the injured list. Jonathan Villar was designated for assignment. Sal Perez undergoed thumb surgery. It could be a long stay maybe for the year. We'll see how he does there. Real let down for people who put a lot into him. Trevor Larnach back on the IL. This guy can't stay healthy. Daniel Hudson, season-ending ACL injury. Ty France is on the 10-day IL. Andrew Benintendi could be traded very soon by the Royals. A lot of people could use him. Mark Appel, former number one overall pick, finally got the call to the bigs by the Phillies in their bullpen. Hoping good things for him. It looks like Scherzer is in a rehab stint in AA. He could be back sooner rather than later. DeGrom is throwing on level ground right now. Dallas Keuchel was selected by the Diamondbacks, and newsflash, he still sucks. Hunter Renfro to the IL with a calf strain. Wander Franco is back and still sucking. Shogo Akiyami to the NFBs. Hiroshima Carp. Jeremy Pena is reactivated. Chaz McCormick, who I had a lot of high hope for, he got optioned. Just a lot of mouths to feed. Brandon Crawford on the 10-day IL list. Ronald Acuna looks like he is probably going to the IL as well. Chris Bryant is going to be back soon, or than later, hopefully. Carlos Santana straight to the minors, which allows Vinny Pascantino to be promoted by the Royals finally. Phillies claim Oscar Mercado. I really like that pickup. They're going to need somebody with Bryce Harper, who is on the IL and could possibly be a season-ending injury if he decides to get the elbow worked on. And last but not least, Blue Jays signed Sergio Romo.
Romo, okay. I did not hear the Oscar Mercado news. That just happened?
That just happened an hour ago.
An hour? You heard it here first, y'all. Except it'll be tomorrow.
It'll be tomorrow by the end. But, I mean, that's a good one to me. I don't know how good he is, but in a team that is looking for, you know, maybe some more. It's a high upside play in a good ballpark. You never know.
Right. And, you know, he doesn't have to be a top prospect there because there's all kinds of talent on that roster. They can, you know, bury him low in the lineup. And I like that too. That's a nice move. Real nice move. All right. Well, actually, that's a pretty good transition. He is what was once a pretty highly touted prospect. Hasn't really made much of his opportunity so far, blaming on lack of playing time or what have you. But we're going to slide right into a new Biscuit or Bust.
Yo, it's your boy Trader Joe from the Fantasy Gorilla Show. Listen up, streamers. I have one message for you. One message, and that's it. You must be ready to risk it for the biscuit. No risk it, no biscuit.
Biscuit or Bust.
For those of you who were with us a few weeks ago, we did our first Biscuit or Bust of the season. And I got to say, we waited way too long. There's like 30 names on there. Way too long. So today we're just going to drop 5-6 names. And the way that this works is I'm going to rattle off a player. And Biscuit Hunter here is going to react whether he believes it's a biscuit or a bust. A biscuit would be a stud or someone you want to have on your team. Of course, you know what a bust is. So, Bisky, are you ready, my friend?
Let's do it.
All right. This is what I'm kind of referring to as the value edition. There's not a lot of top prospects here, but that doesn't mean that they are not biscuits. So let me get into it. Cubby Nelson Velasquez.
I am going to say for the value, he's a biscuit. I don't think he's got a job forever. There's a lot of really young talent with the Cubs, but I think he's going to be a really good placeholder of kind of thing. He reminds me of like what Starlin Castro kind of felt like before Gleyber, like before that wave came up. I kind of see Nelson Velasquez, solid, not great. I like him a lot though.
I mean, that's just screams he can start for a while, right? I mean, Starlin Castro, I think maybe had an all-star or two, but he was just, you know, he was a solid player they could put in there every day. All right, Nelson Velasquez, like it, biscuit. The next one is a pirate, Bly Madrese.
I'm going to say he's probably a buzz because he's probably a fourth outfielder. But I watched him in Indianapolis the weekend before he got the call, and he was my second favorite player on the entire field. I want to think he could be a biscuit, but realistically, he could get pushed into a fourth outfielder role. I don't know where the value is there, but if he can get everyday playing time, I'm going to say bust for now, but with playing time, possibly can move into biscuit territory.
All right. I like it. So what'd you like about his attitude really or his swagger?
He made really good contact on the ball. I like to stance in the box. Very athletic. Made great contact. Didn't take bad swings. I don't know if the power or the speed is there long term, but just a guy who you could tell loved to play and was probably the second best player on the field that day, production wise, outside of Jiwon Bae and O'Neill Cruz.
Okay. All right. Next one is Texas Ranger Josh Smith.
Biscuit, because I follow him on TikTok. Biscuit. And he has a great beard. I think it sucks he got hurt. If he doesn't get hurt, I think he's mashing right now. I think he's an outstanding hitter. I think he could do everything you were hoping Nick Salak could do, but better. I really like Josh Smith. I'm going to say he's a biscuit.
All right. Jeter Downs, Red Sox.
Bust. I root for no former Reds. Bust.
Okay.
But also, I just think he's got the yips. I don't know if he's going to be able to make contact. He's not made the adjustments to the AAA level, let alone the big league level. He's already got sent back down. I think he's a long way away from figuring it out. Great tools. Don't see it happening.
Okay. How about Chicago White Sox Lenin Sosa?
Bust for now. I don't think he had any business getting the call. He needs more seasoning. So for now, bust. Keep him on the radar. But I think he's 2 years away from even getting into realistic territory. The fact that he batted in leadoff makes him feel good about it, but he's not ready.
Yeah, he seemed pretty young to get that call. I agree with you. But he's kind of one of these players, though, that, you know, just kind of buried in a fairly mediocre org. But I think I think he's a bright spot on a relatively blah system. So, but it is early. It's a couple years early. It's weird. But, okay. Last one, Jonathan Aranda, Rays.
It's another one, right? Like, I think the talent's there. I don't think he'll stay up very long. I'm going to say he's a potential biscuit, but I just don't think he's probably a bust for now. I just don't know if the playing time's going to be there every day. He's going to be platooned. I don't know if he's worth in your fantasy leagues really acquiring, unless you've got deep, you know, bench spots or deep minor league systems where you can kind of stash him for a while. If you're able to stash him, I think he's worth it because there's biscuit potential. But for right now, I don't think he's more bust and not worth your time as of yet.
Yeah, really the only – correct me if I'm wrong, but really the only name on this relatively short list that had, you know, I would say a lot of clout, top 100 type, would be Jeter Downs. Josh Smith never cracked the top 100, did he?
Yes. Very back end.
Did he?
Well, I think he's on the streamer okay. top 100. He's on ours. So –
sure. Well, that's,
he just cracked the top 100 at 99, as I think we're, you know, our fearless leader, Richard Haycasm. And I think he may have cracked one or two others at, like, back end. Great hitter, though. But, yeah, never quite got there high up.
And Jeter Downs, I feel like kind of what's hurt his stock is that he was just – I can't even say why he was put on the list as high as he was. And, you know, I think he's got a lot to live up now, too, because he had such hype going in.
Well, he'll always be the piece that got traded for Mookie Betts. And I don't know. That has to play a part. That's got to be hard to do, saying that you were traded for Mookie Betts.
Yeah, that's true. A lot to live up there. Speaking of our top 100 list, so first of all, it's a top 650 list. But the list is deep. The list is good. We update it frequently, and, you know, we are truly focusing on the fantasy aspect. So we're not talking real life player. We're saying where do they live on our list for fantasy value? Best way to find that, really the only way to find that, is to become a subscriber on Patreon. So check that out at Weekly Streamer Network. All right, man. I think that was it for the call up. So now I'm going to transition to the Trader's Toolkit.
What do I do?
What a tool.
You're a tool.
Toolkit.
Now, I want to start with a few players whom, frankly, I think statistically are outperforming their expected cost. Not sure if you'd agree, but we'll rattle through the list, see what you think. Some of these names may be better for a redraft league than a dynasty league, but the way I'm looking at this is if you are gearing up for a championship run, a handful of these guys you might want to check in on. So I'm going to rattle off some hitters. We'll talk about that. I'm going to rattle off some pitchers. We'll talk about that. And if there's any guys you want to sprinkle in, by all means, let's do that. So you want to start with hitters or pitchers?
Let's go hitters.
Hitters. All right. All right. So these are some guys that I think are cheaper than their stats. They're cheaper than their stats suggest they should be. So they're playing very, very well, but I don't think the price has caught up to them yet. First one on the list, J.D. Martinez, Jock Peterson, Alejandro Kirk, Christian Walker, Jose Abreu, Trey Mancini, and Ryan Mountcastle. Now, I'm not saying all of them are the same caliber of player, but I think you can go get them for cheaper than their stats might warrant.
I don't think Mountcastle is ever a cheap buy. But that may be just because I play in a ton of leagues with Mr. Fingerhut. So that's probably never a thing. The Trey Mancini one I think is a really good buy. He's hit really well this year. The homers have not quite been there, but he's a solid bat whenever he's in the lineup. So, and he is not very expensive. He's super cheap, I feel like. So that's a guy that I would be targeting. And who else? Who was it? The first couple names you said?
J.D. Martinez, Jock Peterson, Alejandro Kirk, Christian Walker.
Jock feels like a league winner, but I don't know. But the other option is he sucks balls.
Like, he is hot and cold.
That's the options. He could be a league winner, but do you want to? But I feel like the price tag's catching up. If you can get him for not that, I think Jock is really figuring it out there. And with the Giants, you don't know if it's just what the Giants do.
Yeah.
So maybe he's just figured it out there in that system. So I like Jock a lot. That would be the other one.
Anybody on that else on that list that you like? Really the only young player I put on there was Alejandro Kirk. And when I looked at his numbers and just, you know, how he's impacting the baseball right now, I'm pretty intrigued. I don't usually care too much about catchers. But he's playing a lot of DH, and he looks like a bat I might want to go get on my team if the price is right.
He's been fantastic, and I would say he's the better bat than Marino right now by far.
Oh, yeah.
And, I mean, he's at a pace. He doesn't have to keep it up this hot, but he could be a 40-homer bat at this pace.
Yeah.
And maybe you do go – I may agree. I think he's a guy you go grab. Because people are going to be all over Marino. Maybe you could – now, it may be too late now for the last 2 weeks he's had, but could definitely be someone, like, you know, take a gamble at.
Yeah, I'm with you.
And he's a catcher. He's going to be a top three catcher. If he loses catcher and just DHs, you're a little worried, but okay, that's something to worry about another day.
Yeah, well, I agree with you there. Having the catcher does tremendously impact his value. If he just becomes a DH, you know, I don't think he's nearly as effective, but – I'm just trying to pull up his stats. I thought I had him, and I screwed up.
Well, in the last 2 weeks, he's hit .467. He's got 5 home runs, 12 RBIs, and 9 runs in the last 2 weeks.
Yeah. He hasn't been up the whole year.
He's been on a heater. He's been on a heater.
Yeah, he's batting .322 in the year, 10 bombs, 31 RBIs. And, again, I think he got called up in, like, early May, mid-May. So he's just been raking. Right. But anyway, anybody else on that hitters list that you want to talk about? I mean, Christian Walker might be all but free. I mean, he was on waiver wires not long ago.
He should be, but I feel like anybody who has him knows about him and is all over.
That could be. Okay.
So, I've got a couple names that I'd like to talk about real quick that I've been going after. One, I think we talked about him last week, but I'm going to keep saying it. Go get Brandon Donovan now. Now. He is going to be quadruple-deduple eligible everywhere in like a month. He's got 17 games or 13 games at about everywhere. He is so close to being eligible first, second, third, shortstop, in the outfield. And he honestly is going to be very Tommy Edman, David Fletcher-like. And if he can keep that eligibility and he can be David Fletcher-y, I love him all day long. go get Brandon Donovan. I think he's solid. Birdie from Miami is doing birdie things. He's hot and cold, but he's definitely a guy. If you're looking for stolen bases, multi-eligibility, he's a guy to go grab. And then the last guy who I was really, really high on, and he just needed to trade, Isaac Paredes has been fantastic over the last 2 weeks. He may be carving out time with Brandon Lau on the IL. I would look to go get Paredes. He is a reason why Jonathan Aranda may not get enough playing time. I really like Paredes. Can play second, can play third. Really good bat.
Yep, I will agree with you. That name's going to come up here in a little bit, too. Very good. Any other hitters that you want to talk about?
No, I'm good.
Okay. Pitchers, I couldn't come up with quite as many that I thought were somewhat undervalued, but here's a few. The first few are relievers, so they're generally cheaping, pretty, generally speaking, pretty inexpensive to begin with. But these are just three names that I think are worth getting if you're trying to build out a bullpen. Joe Mantiply from the Diamondbacks, Penn Murphy from the Mariners, and Jason Adam, I believe he's on the Rays. All three of those guys' underlying metrics are phenomenal. None of them are in closing situations, so their price tag should be pretty cheap. And again, if you got to build out a bullpen, those are three I really like. And then starting pitchers, Alex Cobb and Sonny Gray. Both, I think, again, aren't, their price tag hasn't caught up with what they're doing in 2022. Thoughts?
I mean, I feel like you just made up names out of a sci-fi novel on those, the really good pitchers. Lord be. This is why this is your thing and not mine. Of you are the relief pitching guy. I have no idea who you said. You may have you said two names that I was like, he made those guys up. Those aren't
you look them up, man. Joe Mantiply, Penn Murphy,
Joe
and Jason
Mantiply.
Adam.
Guy sounds like he's have a toilet paper endorsement. Are you a man? Well, Mantiply with our Cottonelle toilet paper. Mantiply. I've never heard that name in my entire life. I'm
maybe I pronounced it wrong. I don't know.
The grade A name. I really like Adam. I think he's going to be really good, but Fairbanks comes back soon, so you just never know where that happens. But he's been solid in that role, so I do like him a lot. And then Sonny Gray is almost free right now, especially if you're in a contract league. And if he gets kind of hot as it warms up even more, I like him as a lot.
Any other pitchers that you like?
Oh, I mean, any of the Rays pitchers, Brooks Raley's been really good. But other than that, I mean, it's just kind of I'll say this. If Tanner Houck isn't completely insanely expensive, he could be their closer for the Red Sox for the next decade. Because they feel like they want him there. That may be a guy to look into for the long haul, because he might be the guy.
Tanner Houck, okay. That's a good call. But you gotta pay me for the gravy.
For the gravy. For the gravy. Sometimes you can get guys if they're closing, you can kind of hone in on a guy or two. And then sometimes it's worth it. We'll see. Any more relief pitchers trying to think? Not really. And then even with arms, it's just hit and miss, man. The kind of the guys that are hot are the guys that are hot. So, you know, Tanner Scott has been pretty good. So he's a guy that I like. We've talked about him before. That'd be about it.
Okay. All right, man. Well, that's a good list. I mean, a bunch of hitters, a bunch of pitchers. And, you know, it's getting to that point in the season where I think we said this last week, but it's even more meaningful now. Like, you got to kind of make a decision here. Are you going for it or are you rebuilding? Because we're running out of time to climb up the rankings if you're too far behind in the standings. So,
yeah,
you set a break.
And I always will say this. It's some people say, I want to wait to closer to the deadline. I think that's a rookie strategy. Anybody's anybody. Like, the minute you see someone going, you have to go with them. Because there are only certain teams that are moving certain pieces in the beginning. Once they're gone, the options for you to get better dwindle. So I'm not saying to go crazy and make ridiculous moves. But if you see guys making moves, you have to go with them. Because you get left behind, you may as well just rebuild. Or retool, or sit it out, because you don't want to get left behind when the massive trade boom happens right around this time. So,
well,
go ahead.
I was going to say, I completely agree with you. I think if you've come to the realization that you're going to sell, I think you can slow down and just kind of wait and let people come to you and approach that trade deadline. But if you're buying, the price is only going to get more expensive as you get closer to that deadline. So the way I look at it is, like, if you've made the decision you're going for it and you need to add some pieces, be the first person to make, to start making those moves. And, you know, be aggressive with it, because the price is only going to go up as you get closer to the real deadline or your trade deadline in your own league. So be decisive. Be decisive, I guess, is the takeaway.
And then the same thing with if you are selling, know who else is selling. Know who the other guys are selling and buying, because you don't want the big sellers moving all their pieces and you be the last guy. And are they, one team buys everything up, then you only have one buyer. So you need to know who's buying, who's there, so you know who you have to sell. Because I'll play both sides of the fence. I'll be buying from somebody. I'm like, I'm your only buyer. So, like,
yeah,
you waited too long to sell. I'm the only one left, and I'm not overpaying.
Yeah, the other thing you do, too, if you're selling, that I've done in the past, and it seems to work okay, is if you know that you've got a particular piece that you're willing to move, call it a closer or something like that, I like to go look at the standings and see who's in second or third that is just a piece away.
Right.
And sort of plant the seed. Like, look what this closer would do for your team trailing first place by such and such games. And kind of sell the story, because sometimes people aren't as attentive and they may not even realize that they're as close as they are or as far behind as they are. So you can kind of nudge people along.
I mean, I'm in a 30-man league with the Marcells that you're not in, but we've talked about it enough. And I have Bryce Harper in that league. And I'm the number two team in that league right now. Bryce Harper gets hurt, I got to scramble. The first thing I do is I cut off the first 18 teams. I started at 19. And I went, who here is close-ish, but not this year? And I started picking them off. And I said, who's got who? So first team, I was like, there's Mike Trout. He's at 19. He's got some salary issues. He's got some good pieces. He's the guy maybe I can go get. And then the ultimate piece I made is I moved him to a buddy of ours, Finger Hut, for Austin Riley. I just worked my way down. Who's there? And that's a great strategy. What you do is, don't worry about the top-tier guys, because they're just going to waste your time. You don't want to move to contenders. You don't want to move to your competition. Just back out of it. Go to that 19, that 20, that 21, 18, 17. Find those guys that if you're acquiring pieces or you're selling, that may not hurt you long term. Find those guys. See what's there in the middle.
That's a good idea. I like it. I've done that too, I guess. I don't know if I was this thought out about it, but that makes a lot of sense. Kind of the same concept. Right. Like, you don't want to go to the contenders because they're just going to – they're going to hurt you later if they're not going to hurt you now.
And they may not have the pieces that you'd want. So
true.
What's going on? This is Ryan Antkowiak, host of the Full Count Fantasy Baseball Podcast. Do me a favor. Pull out your wallet or money clip or phone case. Give it a good inspection. If it's anything like mine, it's pretty meh. I mean, let's be honest. It's a wallet. Well, what if there was a product that blended something you love with something you need? Turns out there is. LineDriveOutfitters.com takes real baseball mitts and turns them into wallets, billfolds, money clips, clutches, and other accessories. And get this, you can get your favorite team's logo engraved or stitched right into the leather. Now, I don't know about you, but every time I grab my own mitt, I get this rush of nostalgia, and it brings me right back to Little League. So let's face it, we all need to carry around our credit cards, cash, IDs, gift cards, whatever. So you might as well carry it around in something that makes you think about the thing we all love, baseball. These babies are hand-stitched, handmade, and made right here in America. Whether you're looking for a unique gift or a way to show off your love of the game, LineDriveOutfitters.com offers a wide variety of products for men and women. That's not all. They will literally make your wallet out of your own mitt. How cool is that? Do me a favor, check out LineDriveOutfitters.com or check them out on Instagram or Facebook at LineDriveOutfitters. They could be, they might be, they are a home run.
All right, man. Well, let's talk about the waiver wire report. I'm going to release that this afternoon or tomorrow morning, day of the release. A little bit shorter list than I've had in previous weeks, but was there a player or two on there that stood out to you that you wanted to highlight?
So we just talked about Josh Smith earlier, so I'll back off him. The other guy would be Elihu Harris Montero. He's never quite made it happen yet, but it's a big bat. It's Colorado. He's athletic as all get out. I've seen him one time play, and the ball just flew off his bat. I really like Montero. I think, not talking about, because I like Josh Smith as well, but not talking about, I think Montero is a guy that I would go acquire, because when he figures it out, with third base being as shallow as it is, he could be a guy, either you could trade later from way more than you gave up, or he could help you when you're looking for a third baseman for the future.
Yeah, that's a good call. I like him too, and I think anytime, you know, you get some playing time in Colorado too, that obviously helps. So the name that I am going to mention is actually a name that was pretty well known, but he's been hurt for so long, he's kind of slipped off people's radar, and that's Ken Giles.
Yep.
Ken Giles is on the Mariners. You know, it's a little premature to say whether or not he's going to find his way in the closer's role, but he was called back up last week after a lengthy injury. And, you know, I think he's far enough removed that he's on some waiver wires, but I'd maybe even go out and get him if you're looking for sort of a high upside closer type, assuming the price isn't egregious. So Ken Giles, I mean, he's been a closer before. He was on the Phillies. He was on the Blue Jays. He was a shutdown closer for a handful of years. I think he's maybe in the Padres too. No, I'm spacing. But anyway, Ken Giles in Seattle, which is a team that looks like they are going to be competitive, and they're going to try to lock down that bullpen. So if he's on your waiver wire, go get him. And again, if the price is right, I might even go try to trade for him, because I think he could just be a high leverage piece that could help with holds and saves.
And then I'll go one more. The last one is I like John Gray. The ERA's not been great, but on May 30, he had an ERA of 7.5. Since then, it's down to 4.18. If you take away the two starts, the one where he had five innings and gave up five runs, and then six innings and gave up five runs, he has one, two, three, four, almost five consecutive. He went five and a half, gave up two runs of consecutive quality starts. He's had two little blow-ups in the middle, but he went seven innings, no runs. Seven innings, one run. Six innings, one run. Six innings, two runs. So he's better than people realize, and he's got to be cheap. He's got to be free. He's on the waiver wire.
Yeah.
So
he's on the waiver wire. That's right.
I don't think he's great. He's actually has his best ERA since 2019 right now, and on a team that needs pitching, they're going to ride him, and he's been hot. So that's a guy I would look at.
Good deal. All right, man. You ready for some deep thoughts?
Let's do it.
All right. I'm going to come back to a baseball question. A couple weeks ago, we did a baseball question. I tended to stay away from baseball questions, but I was inspired yesterday when the Mariners and the Angels got into a full-blown brawl. Benches cleared, punches were thrown, players were tossed. It was awesome.
Awesome.
Winkers flipping off the crowd. I mean, it was intense.
Rob, so I have, see us coming out of nowhere throwing sunflower seeds.
Fantastic. Yeah, it was epic, man. You don't see that a lot anymore. No. It's kind of fun to watch. But so I've got a multi-part question for you, but we'll just take them one at a time. First question: who is a current pitcher that you would charge the mound for if they threw at you?
Oh,
this could be a guy that you think you could defeat. This could be a guy that you just flat out hate. Whatever your reason, but who is the biscuit charging?
Oh, let me think about this. Oh. This is a good one. Let me think. Contemplating. Man, this is a good question. Because there's so many. Give me Marcus Stroman.
I love it.
Marcus Stroman's a little pencil neck prick who I tried to buy twice and he sucked every year. He's not very big. I think I could rush him. Like, yeah, I mean, he throws one. I'm a little bowling ball. I get a little head of steam. He's only like 5'11".
Yeah. I don't even know if he's that tall. He's so cocky, too. I mean, he's on the Cubs now, yeah, so I'd cheer for him, but I mean, he'd be easy to hate.
Swinging his arms, like, come fight me. By the time he got his hands up, I'd already be bull rushing. Yeah, I mean, he probably knocked me out, but I'd get there.
Yeah, I like it. I like that's a good
because how dare you make that much money and suck that bad?
All right, slight tweak to the question now. Who is a current pitcher or a retired pitcher that you want absolutely nothing to do with?
Nolan
you wouldn't
Ryan.
Charge them if they
Nolan Ryan.
Nolan Ryan.
That's the answer. He's overrated as all get out, but I want zero. I've seen what happens. Nope.
Mm-mm. Yeah, he doesn't mess around.
I feel like Lance learns the other answer. Like, a big boy.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Yeah, that's true. Although, I don't know if he's ever gotten in a fight. I mean, Nolan Ryan's got
Here's the fact. So, here's the thing. Nolan Ryan, you don't want to mess with because you've seen him win fights. But there's a reason why people fight him because you think you could take him. No one's tried to fight Lance Lynn. There's a reason why he's not fought. Ain't nobody trying him.
Yeah. All right, third question.
God, there's three?
This is the last one, but I think you're going to like it. If you were to get into a fight, who is an active or retired player you'd want on your team that's going to back you up when you charge the mound?
Just going to bail me out?
Yeah.
Big Country Adam Dunn. The donkey. The donkey. Kimmy Adam Dunn. All day long. And no, Adam Dunn and Amir Garrett, both of them. Line them up. We're throwing haymakers for everybody. These hands are ready for everyone. Like,
so Amir Garrett, though, feels like he could be another Marcus Stroman.
That's fine.
Just running as much.
He chirps. Yeah. We're throwing bows. Like, that's fine. You let him run at
Adam Dunn. You work Adam Dunn into so many podcasts.
Because one day I want Adam Dunn to hear this. One day. I'm going to send it to his agent. Like, please, Adam, come on.
We got to get him on the show, man.
You've got the best nickname. You're the donkey. You're the best player ever. Like, I love Adam Dunn so much.
Oh, man. That would be pretty amazing if we got him on the show. We should try that. Yes, that would be a good time.
Please, Mr. Dunn.
All right, man. Let's move on to swinging mistakes.
Swing and miss. Takes.
Welcome to Swinging Mistakes. Each week, the Country Biscuit and I will make three predictions. With each prediction, we'll have to decide together just how risky the prediction actually is. If it's a low risk, it'll be worth a single. If it's a high risk, it'll be worth a home run, and everywhere in between. Each prediction we get right advances the runner. Each prediction we get wrong, the runner stays put, but our pride is put on blast. Each week, we'll resume where we left off until the season ends, in which case we'll declare the ultimate winner. That's where you come in. Help us determine what's at stake. If I win, the Country Biscuit owes me what? Or must do what? If he wins, that won't happen. What do I do? You decide. Send your ideas to weeklystreamerpod@gmail.com. Subject line, swing and miss, and share your best idea. All right, let's get to it. Swing and miss. Takes.
Swing and miss. Takes.
Play ball.
Bro, we were awful.
Horrendous.
Awful this week.
Horrendous.
Neither one of us got a single prediction right. So rather than talk about all the terrible predictions that we made and how none of them worked out, let's just skip all that, review the situation. Coming into the week, I'm winning 5-4. I've got a man on first. You had a big hit last week that I believe cleared your bases. Wait a second. Does that make sense? Nah. You've got to have a guy on base, right? You didn't hit a home run, did you?
I did.
Maybe you
but
did.
But I thought I had a guy. Did I clear him? No, I hit a triple.
I think you cleared him.
I hit a triple. It was a triple.
Oh, boy, okay. I might have to double-check that. Before next week or on the next show, I will clarify.
Where is Dave Dutton when you need him?
You know what? I could have swore you cleared the bases, but the only way you could clear the bases is if you hit a home run, and I don't know that you did. Actually, I have it right here. Let me look. This is not a good use of time, but let's do it. All right, last week, No, okay. I take it back. You have a man on third because you got the top 50 prospects prediction right.
Yep.
You had a man on – okay. So I'm winning 4-5. I have a guy on first. The Biscuit has a man on third, which, of course, is a heck of a lot better than not having anybody on at all. So do you want to make the first prediction or should I go?
I'll take one.
All right, man. What do you got?
I'm going to say that Vinny Pascantino has 8 hits this week.
Dang. Is he starting today or do they play tomorrow?
I think he's not. They played today, but I don't think he's starting.
Okay.
So I think that's 5 games.
8 hits in 5 games. Okay.
In his first stint. I think that's – so I'm going to go 8 hits.
Yeah. Do you want to know what's crazy? So when did he get the call? This afternoon?
Just now. They traded across Santana, and they said, come on.
That's so crazy. I have him in a points league, and I picked him up on waivers a couple weeks ago.
Wow.
And we only have 4 – yeah, I know. Well, we can only have 4 minor leaguers. So there's not a lot of minor leaguers in our system. But anyway, I picked him up. Sent him down to the minors this morning, not realizing he was called up. Because I didn't really need him at first base, and that played out absolutely perfectly because I had not brought him down to the minors. I would have been stuck keeping him in the majors. Anyway, whatever. I'm getting into the weeds. But Vinny Pescatino debuts, or it's about to debut. That is very exciting. So Pescatino, 8 hits. That's pretty bold, man. He's going to be starting, I would think, but I'll give you a triple on that. 8 hits in 5 games. Are we sure it's 5 games?
It should be 5. Well, there's 6 total. But he's not playing tonight.
Okay.
Well,
he's not. I will give you a triple on that.
Okay.
Yeah, he might come off the bench or something. He's probably got to travel. All right, Pascatino, 8 hits this week for a triple. For my first prediction, I'm going to say, you know what? I'm just going to do it. I'm going to go right back to Juan Soto. I predicted he was going to have a great week last week. 3 home runs is what I predicted. He only got 1. I'm coming back to him, but with a twist. I'm going to predict that Juan Soto, Josh Bell, and Nelson Cruz all hit a home run this week. They've got 6 games, 3 at home. They've got 6 games all at home, 3 with Pittsburgh and 3 with Miami. After going 0-for, I need me some singles and doubles. So that's my prediction. Soto, Bell, and Cruz each homer this week.
I'm going to say it's a double.
Okay.
Just because all 3 need one, I'll say a double because you need all 3 to hit.
Yep. And it's a little bit easier than some of the other crazy predictions that we've made recently. But yep. I'll live with a double. All right, man. What do you got for your next one?
I'm going to go with a similar prediction. And I'm going to go with the Orioles. And I'm going to say that Cedric Mullins, Anthony Santander, and Austin Hayes all hit a homer this week.
Mullins, Santander, Hayes. I mean, it's the same structure as what I just did for Soto, Bell, Cruz. However, I do think that Soto, Bell, Cruz collectively
home run hitters.
Yeah, they all hit more home runs than Mullins, Santander, and Hayes do. So I'm going to factor that in, and I'm going to give you a triple.
I'm good with that.
If we would have done that the other way around, I wonder if it would have played out differently. But I will give you a triple on Mullins, Santander, and Hayes to homer.
Good with that.
All right.
Didn't mean to go triples. We'll take them.
What's that?
I didn't mean to go for 2 triples. I'll take them.
But you'll take them.
I'll take them.
All right. Okay. For my second prediction, I'm going to say that both Josh Rojas and Dalton Varsho right the ship this week. These guys are both on the Diamondbacks. They have been terrible the last 2 weeks. Both players typically sit at the top of the order. They've been batting under 200, no home runs. And both have only compiled 8 hits over their last 12 games each. This week they only play 5 games, but I'm going to say that they're both going to have five or more hits this week, which is significantly better than they did over the last 2 weeks. They have 2 at home against San Diego, and then they do go to Colorado for 3 games.
5 hits.
So Rojas
in 5 games.
5 hits apiece in 5 games, yep.
I would say double.
Okay.
Double.
5 hits each in 5 games for a double. I'm really taking some easy outs this week. I don't like going over, man.
All right, I feel you. All right,
what's your last one?
Mine is Brandon Donovan will start at three different positions this week for the St. Louis Cardinals.
I mean, that feels like a single, man. He's playing everywhere.
Hey, that's fine. Well, all in over, man. Sometimes you just got to get on base.
All right. I'm going to give you a single. We don't put out a lot of singles, but.
That's fine. I'm down.
I mean, I couldn't even tell you where he's played the most. He's just bouncing
he's
around
got, like,
so much.
Four different positions he's played like 13 games in.
Yeah. Yeah. Which, by the way, I really liked your call there during Trader's Toolkit because I'm with you. The second your league starts identifying these other positions, his value shoots up. So if you can get in front of that.
Out the moon. I'm trying in a league right now to get him, but he wants Asturi Ruiz, and I feel like Asturi Ruiz is going to play a similar role, and I can't pull it.
Yep. Well, and it kind of needs to be to a team that's – if it's on a contending team, he's pretty valuable piece to trade away, but if he's on a team that's – not destined to win, that's the team I think you got to go get aggressive on.
Right.
All right. My final prediction. I'm going to predict that George Kirby, who starts today, the day we record, and he has a two-start week. His next start, I think, is scheduled for Saturday. He has not pitched yet today, but he will pitch today. I'm going to predict that he is, over the course of the two starts, going to pitch 10 or more innings, and he's going to have 10 or more strikeouts. And will qualify for at least one win.
I'm going to give you a double.
Okay, I was hoping for a triple, but I can live
with
a double.
If you want a triple, you know what? I'm cool with that. I'll give you a triple. I'm cool with that. There's a lot of pieces to it.
Yeah, 10 innings pitched or more, 10 Ks or more, and he has to qualify for a win.
I think each one of those is a single, but I think you add them all together, I'm cool with a triple.
All right, there you have it. Okay.
Swing and miss. Takes. Play ball.
Are you prepared and ready to do a name that player?
Give me 1 second and I will be.
I will give you 1 second. And I'm hoping that I don't just fall flat on my face like I do every week on this damn game.
This one is
I don't know how you've gotten so good at it, man. You crushed it last week.
Loved it. This one isn't quite as easy. In the past, it's not hard either, but it's not super easy either. So, I apologize. This is the first time I was talking about him the other day, and I was like, let's do him. So, all right, you ready?
Yeah, are you doing the timer or am I?
It doesn't matter.
I got it. I got it. Hold on. Yep. 3, 2, 1.
Go.
Current player?
Nope.
Hall of Famer?
No.
Ugh. Hitter?
No.
It's a pitcher. Okay. 2000s?
Yes.
AL or NL? AL.
AL. Yes.
Central?
Yes. Technically, it was in the NL. Technically, it's the NL, but it's the AL now.
Oh, geez. NL and AL now. Okay. That's 20. The hint. Who moved to the AL from the NL? The Houston Astros.
Yes.
Okay. It's a pitcher on the Astros from the 2000s. It is. Oh, God. Why can't I think of this? Pitchers from Astros. I'm running out of time. God damn it.
Gosh darn.
I'm completely blanking, dude. I cannot even think of a pitcher.
Oh, Dave's going to be so mad at you. No. Final guess.
I'm out of time. Final guess.
Here's a hint. I'll give you one hint.
Your hint.
He was traded to a team that formed one of the greatest rotations on paper of the 2010s.
Oh, of the 2010s. I was thinking 2000s.
He pitched majorly in the 2000s, but he got traded in 2010. To a team to form one of the more sick rotations on paper we've seen. You got 5 seconds.
I got nothing, man. I can't even source a name right now. I need some coffee or something.
The name is Roy Oswalt.
Oh, Roy Oswalt.
He was so good.
That was a sick staff.
Yeah.
with Holiday. Who was it? Holiday, Oswald,
Cliff Lee. Cole Hamels.
Cole Hamels, Roy Oswald. I can't believe I didn't think about that. Man.
Makes you sick.
And I did all the work. I got it down to the team.
You got it all
the
way
position.
Down there. Well, when I said AL, I was like, crap, not really.
I understand.
No, I was like, I said, that's going to give it to you. I was like, yes and no.
Yeah. Although they were in the AL by then. They switched, I think, in
NL.
The 90s.
When he was with the Astros, they were in the NL.
Really? Okay.
Yep.
Interesting. I'll have to look to see when that changed. I felt like that was earlier than that, but maybe not.
No.
I'm thinking that I might be confusing it with when the Brewers switched to AL, which was when I was a kid, but anyway, or to the NL rather, excuse me. All right, man. Well, we got the 4th of July weekend coming up here. We're doing it on air because we haven't talked about this yet. I'm not exactly sure how this is going to play out. I'm going to be in Milwaukee. I'm going to a Cubs Brewers game, which I'm very excited about, but that is on the 4th. Which is typically the day that we record, and I'm staying with friends the weekend before. So we'll have to figure out whether or not we can get a pod recorded.
Let's just do it on the day. I'm going to be at the aquarium looking at fishes live from the Newport Aquarium. It's the Full Count Pod.
Yeah, and I can do it while I'm tailgating live from Miller Park. Yeah, except they're going to be with a bunch of friends. How's that going to work? They're not going to want me to do that.
Yeah, just bring them on. It'll be a whole thing. We'll be like live pod. We'll let them all guess that player. Phone a friend.
All right. Well, we'll see, listener. I'm making no promises. It's a holiday weekend, but we will squeeze one in if we can. If not, we will catch you the next week. But that is it. For this week's episode of the Full Count Fantasy Baseball Podcast, powered by the Weekly Streamer, he's the Country Biscuit Hunter Rakes, and I'm your host, Ryan Antkowiak. It could be, it might be, it is a home run. Happy 4th, y'all.
Boom.
Boom.
You are tuned in to the Full